the Fizz Scandalore, the Santa Claus Edition.
Time is here, by golly, disapproval would be folly. Deck the halls with hunks of holly, fill the cup and don't say when. Kill the turkeys, ducks and chickens, mix the punch, drag out the dickens. Even though the prospect sickens, brother, here we go again. On Christmas Day you can't ignore your fellow man you must adore, 'cause there's time to cheat him all the more, the other 364. Relation sparing, no expense, send some useless old utensil or a matching pen or pencil, just the thing I need, how nice. It doesn't matter how sincere it is or how heartfelt the spirit, sentiment will not endear it, what's important is the price. Hark, the Herald Tribune sings, advertising wondrous things. God rest ye merry merchants, may you make the Yuletide pay. Let jingle bells celebrate from San Francisco's Golden Gate to the little town of Bethlehem, PA. Let the raucous sleigh bells jingle. Hail our dear old friend Kris Kringle, driving his reindeer across the sky. Don't stand underneath when they fly by. Merry Christmas.
Rob Bruce, just wishing everyone on the airwaves a happy Christmas and New Year, and we'll see you all in 2006.
Felicidades para todo el mundo. Esperemos que este año que viene la gente encuentre paz en su ser y encuentre la armonía, y todos en este mundo lleguemos a ser hermanos y hermanas. Y que Dios y el universo los bendiga.
Capitalism, why should I work for you?
If you want to eat, you got to have money. Well, how do you get money? You got to work for it.
Hold on. If I want to eat, I work in my garden and then I eat.
You work in the garden all your life. Where do you get the money to buy the seeds, to buy the equipment, to actually pay for the water? Where do you get all
Hold
this
on.
Stuff?
Hold on. I'm an animal in nature, and I pick the fruit, I take the bush tucker, and I sow out the seeds which don't cost any money.
Bloody animals. We're getting rid of animals by the species, by the hundreds of species on a weekly basis. Now, the animals, they don't stand a chance. You've got to work. The animals that work, we feed them. And that's how it goes with the people.
And the other question is, why do you think that Mr. Jones has to always be a little bit better than Mr. Smith, his neighbor?
Well, it's a competitive society, and unless we had competition, where would we be? We would be just like a lot of lazy, bloody hippies or something, lazing around, smoking dope and spouting poetry. So, what do you think?
Well, so that means when, if I wear a head size 8 and my neighbour wears a head size 7.5, I'm a better neighbour, am I?
That just means you've got a big head, and that doesn't go down too well in our society. The people with big heads, they get brought down to their level.
You just said that there's a competitive system where this is actually asked for, to be competitive, to be better than Mr. Jones.
Yes, but there are limits here. There are absolute limits here. Like, we drew the limit the other day in Cronulla. You can guess, you can take the Mickey out of us so far, but after that, then we draw the line.
Right, so is this sort of common practice to tilt the level playing field into awkward angles?
There are a lot of angular people around the place,
yeah.
And we are Anglo-Saxon, after all. I mean to say, it's a given, isn't it?
So when shall I turn up for work then?
Mate, you better be here on time, as per the workplace agreement that you just signed. You'll be here on time, and you finish on time. And you don't get any overtime. You've just signed away all your holiday rights and any other of those benefits you might have thought you were going to get under the old regime.
Oh, thank you very much.
Ah, for Christ's sake, who put that shit on the radio?
How was the visit with Bin Laden?
Well, he said, you're our representative in Nimbin.
Yeah.
It's very important that we have a representative.
Right. And did he sort of do his ritual here in Malcolm Hall?
Always,
renamed
yes.
It? What's it called?
He gets
now?
His prayer mat out, and we have to. As a matter of fact, I was.
Right. What? And it got a new name?
A new name? Balgam House. Balgam.
Oh, right. Well, that does make some sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
Balgam,
you see, bum. And when you've got the word bum in, oh, it's dreadful.
In jihad.
Yes.
Bum jihad.
Yes.
Well, I would wish you... I can't really enter the here because I'm from a different faction.
Yes.
Well, it was a pleasure to meet you who have spoken with Bin Laden himself.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
He's always ringing. Thank you.
Malcolm House, our old aged care place, has been mulled over by the state government, by the federal government, and by many other authorities. No wonder, no one took note when finally the fundamentalist Middle Eastern people came and joined the factions of the octogenarians.
Oh, thank you.
So, how can I help?
Oh, it's serious, you know. It is serious. I got up this morning. I was just working my way out to, have myself a morning relief, and got out there, and then on the way, a bent banana knocked me straight in the head. It was on the bunch. I was hanging up in the veranda, and there I was, knocked flat nearly by this bunch of bananas. But the offshoot is, I've thought of a great scheme. I thought, look, these natty little bananas, we've got to deal with it somehow. So I decided I can offer all my clients in the Australian Stock Exchange business a share in Telstra. You get one share. Well, actually, no. The story is you give me 100 shares and I give you a banana. You give me 10,000 shares, well, that's 100 bananas. So, I mean, I reckon that's a good deal, don't you?
Yeah, I reckon you should forward that suggestion to Senator Helen Coon. She's about to try the Seltel trial and she's desperate to find an argument to sell it better.
Yeah, well, this is the way. I mean, the shares have hit rock bottom. Well, I mean, they're half the value they were when people bought off the share floats back in the 2000 or whenever it was. So now I'm here, I've got a deal on the table, except the only thing is I'm suffering from concussion from these bananas. I got up this morning, went out to relieve myself, and on the way I hit the banana bunch, knocked me flat.
Yes, yes, sir.
I don't know, but this is part of my
the listener's not that stupid. They just heard that a minute ago, you know. So what's the real problem? Why do you come to me? I'm your doctor here. How can I help?
Well, I need support. I need confirmation. Am I on the right track?
Yeah, well, let's do a little diagnosis. See the reflexes. Oh. There, don't look very... Now we have to take a temperature. Wow, look at it, nurse. His temperature is very high. Can you get some public relations doctor to do put out a media release for relief?
It's overheating.
So that the participants don't get too... His family, the stock exchange, don't worry too much. Can you address the problem with the relatives? Okay. Well, so stock exchange, I would suggest we'll have a chamomile tea.
Yeah, well,
and relax a little bit, and then we should go right into your story a little bit.
If my economy is overheating, a little bit of a
ice
cooling
pack,
tea
nurse.
Would do, and an ice pack, please.
It's overheating economy, yes.
Okay, right into his head. Is that all right? Just put it round his head?
Possibly, yes.
Okay, that's true.
There's another $2 billion surplus for you. Isn't it good? When the stock exchange gets relief, the economy gets relief. When I get up in the morning to relieve myself, I eat a bunch of bananas and I fall down flat. What's the matter with me? Can't I function like I used to back in the Keating days? You know, back then when the Telstra shares were worth 1,000 bananas. And you know, these days 10,000 bananas or 10,000 shares will only get you 100 bananas.
But these days bananas are much more expensive and not that many are growing anymore because the habitable land and the arable land has shrunk.
Yeah, well, that's we're using depleted... That's the fault of that last guy you had here, capitalism. Making money out of depleted uranium weapons, you know, ruining all the date and banana patches around the world.
Well, you do have to understand that bananas have a useful date measured in weeks, whereas depleted uranium, well, it stays fresh for 6.5 million years, man.
6.5 million years, man.
Okay, I take that as your professional opinion.
Have you got any share portfolio managers who could advise you on this matter with the bananas? I mean, bananas get produced every day in Parliament, so there shouldn't be any shortages, really.
I think some of the buddies in the Australian Wheat Board might have some kickback ideas.
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, using bananas as frisbees or boomerangs instead. Things like that. I mean, all chaos will break loose unless we... hold down the share price and
keep it
low so people can trade off, you know, for one banana all their shares. I reckon it's good. They get a meal out of it. I mean, at least they're getting something.
You have a concern, Nurse?
Yeah, I think we should give him another sedative, don't you? Because he could go bananas.
What do you suggest?
Yes, well, okay, I'll just slip this injection in
bananas
when he's not...
Bananas in pyjamas?
Wow. Yeah, why
not? Give him a dose of bananas in pyjamas, please.
Put that CD on.
All right. Yeah. How do you feel now?
In pyjamas, I'm cooking down the stairs. Bananas in pyjamas have got their underwears on the outside. Bananas in pyjamas are talking up the stairs. Bananas in pyjamas can't talk up the Telstra shares. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Well, thank you very much, Stock Market. Thank you very much, Extreme Capitalism. We'll catch you next week again on scan.org, and I hope we can make some...